This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The U.S. House was expected to consider H.R. 1944, the Private Property Rights Protection Act of 2013, on Tuesday under suspension of the rules. The bill, introduced by Representative Jim Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin, would address at the federal level the 2005 Kelo versus New London decision. The bill prohibits states that receive economic development funding from exercising eminent domain for private economic development. Violation of that provision would result in loss of all economic development funding for a period of 2 years. The bill creates a private right of action for any landowner who suffers injury as a result of a violation of any provision of this act. The bill also prohibits any use of eminent domain for economic development by the federal government. Farm Bureau supports the Private Property Rights Act Protection Act. Dr. John Clifford, the Agriculture Department's chief veterinarian, has issued a statement on swine feedback as a means of stimulating disease immunity. In the statement, Clifford clarified that federal law does not prohibit feedback. The practice of feedback is commonly used by the veterinary industry and is used to stimulate immunity to prevent the further spread of infection, according to Clifford. Further, it is used when vaccination and other tools are not available to treat disease. It does not fall under the authority of the Swine Health Protection Act, as this act defines garbage as resulting from the handling, preparation, cooking, or consumption of food. For decades, hog farmers have immunized sows through controlled exposure to a virus so they can transfer antibodies against that virus to their piglets through lactation. Swine feedback is a long-standing procedure to achieve controlled disease exposure. In dire situations, such as the devastating porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, this is the only tool to stimulate the immunity of the sow. Last week, the Humane Society of the United States alleged that swine feedback is prohibited by Kentucky state law in conjunction with the release of a video footage shot by a hog farm by an undercover activist. The American Farm Bureau Federation, as part of a multi-industry coalition of 636 business organizations, 154 of them agriculture-related, is urging Congress to move forward with immigration reform this year. In a letter sent to House Republican leadership, the coalition noted that all of the signatories are united in the belief that we can and must do better for our economy and country by modernizing our immigration system. Further, done properly, reform will deter illegal immigration, protect and complement our U.S. workforce, better respond to changing economic and demographic needs, and generate greater productivity and economic activity while respecting family unity. The Agriculture Department is soliciting public comments on how to strengthen agricultural coexistence, the concurrent use of organic, conventional, and modern biotechnology in agriculture production in the United States. USDA is seeking public comment to identify ways to foster communication and collaboration among those involved in all sectors of agriculture production. The comment period is related to AC21, a committee that advises the Secretary of Agriculture on issues related to coexistence and consists of 23 members representing a range of production agriculture, organic, biotechnology, and academic interests. Barry Bashu, Vice President of AFBF and President of Oregon Farm Bureau, serves on the committee. Farm Bureau strongly believes that coexistence is working and will submit comments to USDA by the March 4th deadline. The global agricultural population, defined as individuals dependent on agriculture, hunting, fishing, and forestry for their livelihood, accounted for over 37% of the world's population in 2011, the most recent year for which data are available. This is a decrease of 12% from 1980, when the world's agricultural and non-agricultural populations were roughly the same size. Although the agricultural population shrunk as a share of total population between 1980 and 2011, it grew numerically from 2.2 billion to 2.6 billion people during this period. Between 1980 and 2011, the non-agricultural population grew by a staggering 94% from 2.2 billion to 4.4 billion people, a rate approximately five times greater than that of agricultural population growth. In both cases, growth was driven by the massive increase in the world's total population, which more than doubled between 1961 and 2011 from 3.1 billion to 7 billion people. The CME Group has developed a new website, futuresfundamentals.com, to help the public and policymakers better understand commodity futures trading. The site has interactive features and educational content to communicate the role and everyday effects of derivatives and global futures markets. The basics of risk management and futures terms and concepts on the website provide foundational knowledge to explore more complex topics facilitated through the futures clearing process. The website may be particularly relevant as Congress prepares to reauthorize the Commodity Exchange Act this year. The CME Group is comprised of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the Chicago Board of Trade, the New York Mercantile Exchange, and the Commodity Exchange Incorporated. The new Farm Bill includes a provision for a pilot program that potentially could benefit Maine's blueberry industry. The pilot program, which would be implemented in five as-yet-unchosen states, would allow frozen fruits and vegetables to be used in USDA's Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program for schools. The test states would seek to demonstrate how minimally processed food, including frozen wild blueberries, could be a healthier, less costly option to feed students participating in the program. A tax reform plan released by Representative Dave Camp of Michigan on Wednesday would simplify and streamline the tax code. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman commended Camp for developing the comprehensive rewrite of the nation's cumbersome, convoluted, and complex tax code. Stallman said the proposal is a strong and much-needed start to what will surely be an extensive tax reform discussion. American Farm Bureau Federation Executive Vice President and Treasurer Juliana Potts and Pennsylvania Farm Bureau President Carl Schaefer presented Representative Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania with AFBF's Golden Plow Award on Wednesday during Pennsylvania Farm Bureau's National Legislative Conference. The Golden Plow is the highest recognition the organization grants members of Congress. The Pennsylvania Farm Bureau nominated Thompson for the award because of his support for the recently passed Farm Bill, his commitment to reducing regulatory red tape and burdens on farmers, and his leadership in addressing Environmental Protection Agency-related challenges that threaten the very foundation of agriculture. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.